In Egypt, thousands of people have attended anti-government demonstrations in the capital, Cairo, and other cities. Protesters chanted anti-government slogans and called on President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to step down in the capital, Cairo. Clashes took place between plainclothes officers and protesters who tried to reach the iconic Tahrir Square. Several people were also arrested. The demonstrations came after businessman and actor Mohammed Ali accused Sisi of corruption. He called on Egyptian people to rally and demand his removal. Sisi has been ruling Egypt with an iron fist since the army's ouster of the country's first democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi, in 2013. Joining us for more on that is Colin Cavell, former lecturer at the University of Bahrain. Colin, do these demonstrations surprise you, given that reports have emerged recently from not just from human rights groups, but also monitors about Sisi ruling with an iron fist, the return of torture in Egyptian prisons? So does these kind of protests, people pouring their anger on the streets, does that surprise you?
No, it does not, Mr. Wissam. The Egyptian dictator, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, has imprisoned thousands of Egyptians, has killed many hundreds of Egyptians, has engaged in torture, and has basically silenced all opposition to his dictatorial regime. So what we have here now is a expression of the frustration of the people of not being able to voice their opposition to this dictatorial regime led by the actor Muhammad Ali and construction magnate. And he is very upset that Sisi has not paid him for the construction he has made of several palatial palaces for the family of el-Sisi.
Right, and what monitors also say is that the and rights groups also say that this current president, Sisi, his rule is very similar to the era of the president Mubarak. Do you think Egyptians have lost that very hard-fought revolution in 2011?
Well, the election of Mohamed Morsi engendered a reaction from the traditional coordinator of Middle East Western hegemons in the region, particularly Saudi Arabia. So they funded the rise of el-Sisi in the overthrow of the elected Morsi government back in 2013, and have since spent over $60 billion to prop up their puppet ruler in Egypt. And so, yes, the Egyptian people at this point feel that the revolution is lost, and they feel that they are being silenced no matter whatever little voice they give forth
right
to their loss of democratic rights, their rights to freedom of speech, their rights to freedom of association. They are being tortured, killed, and suppressed on a very massive basis. So yes, I do feel that their revolution has died.
And Mr. Cavell, where do you see this leading? I mean, can rulers such as Sisi remain in power?
Well, Mr. Sisi has to be concerned because he gets his funding from Saudi Arabia. And with the recent drone strikes on Saudi Arabia by the Yemeni liberation fighters that have cut the Saudi oil production in half, he has to be concerned about long-term funding from his sponsor, Saudi Arabia. And he does not have any other supporters other than Saudi Arabia and the United States. And the United States, I'm not sure is going to be able to supply him with the billions of dollars that Saudi Arabia has done over the last few years.
Right, yeah. Mr. Cavell, thank you very much for your contribution. As always, Colin Cavell there, former lecturer at the University of Bahrain.